Harder to Breathe by X. Greenleaf. Being human is a new experience when you went without it for a while. It was strange to be so slow, so small. The water crashes against her skin, creating waves that didn't exist before. Its temperature sends shivers down spine, so cold it affects her. Without bothering to check her surroundings, she leans back, floating on top of the river, flowing with it. Jacob is at the Bloodsuckers. You're alone. Finally, you're alone. Being human was a new experience when you went without it for a while. It was strange to be so slow, so small, and inattentive. She heard his voice before his footsteps. She wasn't listening for them. She wasn't listening for anything. Before she could process his words, she submerged underneath the cool blanket that surrounded her, muffling his voice. Leah, what are you? But she could only hold her breath for so long. As soon as the air filled her lungs, rage shot through her. He just stood there, staring at her, as if she was a statue in a museum. No one had ever looked at her that way. Not even Sam. Her clothes were closer to him than her, and it was clear by his stance that he wasn't going to move, that his eyes weren't going to leave her. She'd remember to rip him apart later. Another deep breath, and she was out of the water, running to get her dirty clothes, her hands trying unsuccessfully to cover her exposed body. But she didn't even get halfway. Instead, she ended up against a tree, with him pressed against her. Everything they had talked about in the past few days, everything they shared, it all disappeared. All she could feel was his breath against her neck. She'd seen imprinting in Sam's mind, in Jared's, in Quill's, but this was more than that, a choice. Her breath quickened, and his lips crashed against hers. He spoke against her lips, as if he couldn't bear to break any contact possible. We both need someone to love.